This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Okay, so the Gemara we're doing tonight is on Ksuvus Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, 86a, at the bottom. There's a short discussion on a very interesting topic, which is the topic of whether Priyas Baal Chayiv Mitzvah. And the idea here is it a mitzvah to pay a debt, or isn't it? So the Gemara says, about five lines on the bottom, six lines. Omer Rav Kahana Rav Papa. Ledidcho, Rav Kahana said to Rav Papa, Ledidcho the Amris Priyas Baal Chayiv Mitzvah. According to you who say that the paying of a debt is a mitzvah, Omer, what if the man says, Lo nichali the Eved Mitzvah, I'm not a religious Jew, so I don't do mitzvahs. Mai, what do you do then? If you've lent him money, and now he wants the money back, and he says, no, the assumption is that if Priyas Baal Chayiv is a mitzvah, then we don't have what we call Shibut Karkos. Shibut Karkos, we learned about that last week in the case of Ksuba, where a man's property is pledged, is mortgaged to back up the woman's Ksuba. So it is with any debt, that if a person borrows money, and there's a document to back up that debt, then there is a shibud karkos. In the event that the person is unable to pay with cash, the baal chayiv, the debtor, the creditor, is entitled to take property. And even if the property has subsequently been sold, the buyer bought it with the mortgage on it, and he loses the property, and he has to go back to the seller to reclaim the money, but the baal chayiv can take the property. The assumption is, though, is if priyas baal chayiv is a mitzvah, then you can't go and take the property. Then the person has to do the mitzvah. But what happens if the person doesn't want to do the mitzvah? Asks Rav Kahana of Rav Papa. Amalei, he said to him, Tanina, we've already learned. Bamed vorim amburim b'mitzvahs loisase. Where have we learned that you get malkos, that a person gets stripes if he does an avera? That's a mitzvahs loisase. But if there's something the Torah says thou shalt not do, and you do it in front of witnesses after you've been warned not to do it, then the consequence of that is 39 stripes. Aval the mitzvahs asay, but when it comes to a mitzvahs asay, it's not limited to 39. Like we say to him, it's sukkah's time, you must build a sukkah. It's sukkah's time, you need a lulav. And he says, no, I'm not doing it. Beis Din have a right, makin oisei ad sheteitzei nafsha. You're allowed to whip him until he dies. Or to stop at least, provided he hasn't yet, kodim she'ovar alaseh, v'yesh b'yodeh l'kayin. You can't do that after Sukkot. But if it's still before Sukkot, there's still time for him to do the mitzvah, you can compel him. Beis Din can compel people to do the mitzvahs, even by torture. Interesting idea, if that's the power of the Beis Din. We shouldn't tell the Beis Din here that they may just start doing it. But that is it. And therefore, what he's answering is, and therefore, since you're allowed to theoretically torture somebody into doing a mitzvah, you're certainly allowed to take his property away so that he does the mitzvah. So since even though the property is not bonded by a legal mortgage to a creditor, says Rav Popper to Rav Kahana, you're right, I hold that it's a mitzvah to repay the debt, but I also hold you can compel a person to perform a mitzvah, and this is one of the mitzvahs you can compel a person to perform by confiscating his property, if he won't pay the cash. So somebody borrows money, refuses to pay the cash, or doesn't have the cash, the Beis Din, the court of law, can go and take the property away as a means of compelling him to perform a mitzvah. That's the idea. That's the piece of Gemara. Well, the only problem with doing it with a getting a get is the whole question of whether a get that's enforced is valid. So that's our question. To what extent can you compel him to a point where at least it's genuine and he's not doing it because of the compulsion when he reads it? Because a get has to have intention. So that's the piece. The question is, what is this mitzvah? What is the nature of this mitzvah? Where does it say thou shalt pay debts? And what does it mean that paying a debt is a mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah is it to repay a debt? The money's not yours. You borrowed the money. Why is it such a big mitzvah to repay it? It's not your money. Give it back. What is it? What is the meaning of this mitzvah? Says Rashi, Priyas Bal Chayiv mitzvah, four lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Mitzvah olov lifroa chayvo, it is a mitzvah upon him to pay his debt, ula ames dvorov, and to give integrity to his words. As it says, Hin tzedek she'eh hin shelchot tzedek v'lav shelchot tzedek. It says in the Torah, Hin tzedek, you shall have righteous measures. And Chazal learned from that, Hin doesn't just mean a measure, Hin means hein. When you say yes, you must mean yes. And when you say no, you must mean no. And you've got to fulfill your word. And therefore, when you borrowed money, you undertook to repay. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is hinshot to be ma'ames es devorecha. So according to Rashi, one begins to understand what it is. Yes, the money is not yours and you have to give it back. That's true. But there's also a mitzvah involved. It's not just a financial obligation. It is a financial obligation and it can be claimed in a court of law. That's the financial side of it. But there's also a spiritual side to the repayment of a debt. The spiritual side is the carrying out of one's word. And therefore being mekayim, the mitzvah of hinshulchot tzedek, giving sanctity to one's word. I said I would pay by such and such a date, I'm here to pay. That's not only bein odom l'chaveru. That's not only an interpersonal mitzvah in that case, it becomes a mitzvah bein odom l'chaveru as well. It becomes a mitzvah to the Ribbono shel Olam as well. So that's what Rashi says. I want to do a piece of Radvaz with you. So we've got about 20 sheets here. You'll have to share them. Take a few in. Take one here. I don't know if you can just take a few and pass them back. Thank you. That's a lot. That's if you undertake a donation. That's not repaying a debt. That's if you make a neder to give a donation, you don't pay it on time and it's bal ta'achir, or to bring a korban or something like that. So the tshuva of the Radvaz, this is from Chelik Beis of the Radvaz, and it's Simon Taf Reis Yud. Sho'alta mimeni, you ask me, here's the shayla. Al-ha da'amrinan priyas bal choyv mitzvah. This which we've learned that to pay a debt is a mitzvah. Imi mitzvah min ha-Torah u midrabonim. Is this a mitzvah of the Torah or is this a mitzvah of the rabbis? Vim titzolei ma-mitzvah shel Torah. And if it's a mitzvah of the Torah, lama lo imonu yuso b'chlal ha-mitzvahs. Why is it not included in the number of mitzvahs? When the Rambam and others count the 613 mitzvahs, one of them is not repaying a debt. So why is that so? Why isn't it counted if it is a mitzvah d'oraisa? So here the Ritvaz in the short tshuva goes into an analysis and says to tshuva, mitzvahs asei shel Torahi. This is a mitzvahs asei of the Torah. So what did Rashi say was the mitzvah? Where does it say thou shalt repay a debt? Hin tzedek and she'ein shelchot tzedek, v'lav shelchot tzedek, that's where it is. Says the Ritvaz, Dichtiv v'heshives ha'gezeilo asher gozal eso ha'ishik asher oshak o es ha'pikodon asher hufka do yisur. Eso ha'veda asher motzo. The Pasuk says, you must return the stolen property that is in your hands, or the money that you have taken by oppression and unfairly, or the security that is given to you which you have not given back, or the lost property which you have found and have not returned to its owner. It says, Veheshiv, you must give it back. And borrowed money falls into that category, says the Ritvaz. Chosov Harav Perik Zayim Nihilchus Gzeilo Va'Avedo. And the Rambam writes, now he brings a proof from the Rambam that this is so. Echod ha-goizel o ha-oishek o ha-goinev o shivohu o shivkidetzloi o matzo avedo. Whether a person stole, robbed, or he oppressed somebody, or he stole secretly, or he borrowed, or somebody deposited with him, or he found lost property, v'kicheish boi, and he denies it. Or you had a partnership with somebody and you broke up the partnership and you're holding part of the assets that belongs to the other person. Or you did work, somebody did work for you and you haven't paid that person. All of these are things that you've got to give back. We'll look at that Rambam inside in a moment. Hare says the Ritvaz shehishvozal halvo'o lishar hadvori maniskar bekosuv. The Rambam includes loan with all those other things. Gezela and Aveda and Oshek, all of those things, he says, and loan. Uvitchilas halachas, and at the beginning of this section of halachas, the Rambam Kosov writes, Shim gozal, that if you stole something, chayev lahachzir, you're obligated to return. Shenema veheshivis ha-gezela asher gozal, you must return the gezela which you stole, zu mitzvahs asay, that is a mitzvahs asay. So returning, what is his logic? He says, the Rambam says, returning stolen property is a mitzvah, and having money in your possession which doesn't belong to you and which you've denied is theft. Therefore, if it's a mitzvah to return stolen property, it's a mitzvah to return property that belongs to somebody else, such as a loan that you haven't repaid. Kiyechi davi mitzvahs ase lahashivis ha-gzeilo. In the same way as it's a mitzvah's assay to return the gezela, hu adin lechol haniskar bekosuv. The same applies to everything else in the posuk, v'havo bichlal, including a loan. So why isn't it included in the 613 mitzvahs? V'lo emono mitzvahs assay, and the Rambam doesn't count paying a debt as one of the mitzvahs. Shim kena yotzorich limnos hashovas hagezel, then he would have to put in a whole lot of mitzvahs, returning losses. Stolen property, v'agneva, thieved property, v'haushek, property from oppression, v'apikodin, and security that you were given, v'avedo, and lost property, v'avo, and loans, kol echod b'fnei atzmo, v'yirba mitzvahs, kifri protein hatzvius, and you would have as many mitzvahs in this category as there are possible claims. L'fichach mona mitzvahs asei, therefore he counted only one mitzvah, la'shiv es hagezela. Return stolen property. Shibor posach hakosuv. That's the one that the Torah opens up with. V'adim lechol mishiyesh lechaveretz lemomen be'ezidev shiyeh. And therefore, anybody else who also has money that doesn't belong to him, mitzvahs asei lahashiv lo, it's a mitzvahs asei to give it back. V'lo hutzrach limnos hashovas aveda mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And the kodim shetovah liyodo mitzvah lahashiva. Aval achas shibos liyodo hareihu bichlal be'yishivis hagzeilo foshutuv. And the same with hashovas aveda. Before it comes into your hands, you must return it. But once you've taken it into your own assets, it's considered like a gzela, and you have to return it because of the mitzvah of gzela. So the Ritvaz is mechadish something quite amazing. He says that the reason that the mitzvah, the category of mitzvah to repay a debt, is the same mitzvah as returning stolen property. The money is not yours, and therefore you have to return it. And if you don't return it, it's love, but the returning of it itself is a mitzvah's asset. Different from Rashi. Rashi says the reason you've got to repay is hints shulchot tzedek, so as to make your words integrous. And the Rambam, according to the Ritvaz, says the reason that you've got to repay is because it's a gezela. It's theft, it's stolen property. The Mordechai...
So if you miss the repayment by a day or two,
you haven't lost out on the mitzvah. You can still be in the kind of the mitzvah later, but you're already in Avera territory. You're now in Gezela territory. You've got money that you don't have a right to. So that would be the problem there. The Mordechai in Reish Chof Beis has an interesting comment. The Didchod, the Amris, Priyas, Balchoy, Mitzvah, is commenting on this Gemara we've just learned. According to you, says that paying a debt is a mitzvah. Tamer, says the Mordechai. That's amazing. What mitzvah is this? The Adrabe Mechuyav Hu Shalaligzor Es Chaveru Ulefoyru Commercial Vol. Is there a mitzvah to repay a debt? If you don't repay a debt, you're a thief. What's the mitzvah? The Mordechai takes great exception at the thought that it's a mitzvah to repay a debt. Not a mitzvah to repay a debt. If you don't repay a debt, you're a thief. Now the way the Radvaz learned the Rambam is, yes, you are a thief and there's a mitzvah to return stolen property. That's how the Rambam learned it. It's interesting how, let's take the Rambam for a moment. Even the idea, because that says in the Torah, that's not the Rambam, the Torah says that it's a mitzvah to return stolen property. And the Rambam brings that at the beginning of Hilchos Gezeirah. Where he says, Kol ha-gozel es chaveiro shel pruta. If a person steals from somebody even just a pruta's worth of value, over belo taseh. That's a belo taseh of the Torah. It's a mitzvah of the Torah that he's transgressed. Shnei maloi tigzo. Ein loikin alav. You don't get malchus. You don't get stripes for this one because sharei akosov niskoi la'aseh. Because there is a way of rectifying it by doing a mitzvah. Shin gozal chayv lahachzir. Because if you stole, you have to return it. Shinema vahishi v'sa gzeila asher gozal zu mitzvah sase. And you must return the gzeila which you stole, that's a mitzvah sase. So what do we see in the Rambam, even before we get onto debts, into borrowed money, if you steal something, not only are you obligated to give it back, but it's a mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah. Because, again, a duty, it's only in a secular sense that duty and mitzvah are kind of separated. In Torah, the greatest mitzvah is to do your duty. Responsibility to do your duty is the greatest thing. Now, sometimes you have a duty because of who you are. Sometimes you have a duty because of something you've taken on for yourself. Sometimes you have a duty because you've done something wrong and you have a duty to rectify what you've done wrong. It doesn't matter at this point what the source of the duty is. Of course, that doesn't mean one should go around stealing in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of returning. That's not the meaning at all. But there's a duty to keep Shabbos. Does that mean it's not a pleasure to keep Shabbos? No, the Torah sees no difference between duty and pleasure. That fulfilling your duty to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the greatest pleasure, because that's how you achieve the intimacy about which we learned in the Mesillas Yesharim. That's how you get close to anybody, is by doing your duty, by taking responsibility for that person. And fulfilling your responsibility, that's how you get close. And when we are responsible to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how we get close. So even though a mitzvah is a duty, it can still be a mitzvah. If a person stole something, he has to give it back. Not just because it isn't his, but it's a mitzvah to give it back. And he should do it with love and with happiness and with joy to be able to give back that which was stolen. So that's on theft. What about on debt? Says the Mordechai, how can you say it's a mitzvah to repay a debt? If you don't repay a debt, that's stealing. It's like saying it's a mitzvah not to steal. That's what the Mordechai is asking. It's a mitzvah not to steal. It's not a mitzvah not to steal. To steal is a terrible avera. If you've stolen, it's a mitzvah to return it. But a borrowed money, if you're not going to repay it, you're going to move from debtor into thief. That's like stealing. That's like putting your hands in somebody else's till. It's not a mitzvah to pay back. If you don't pay back, you become a ganav. That's the Mordechai's question. And he goes on a different kind of track. Now, what does the Rambam hold? Does the Rambam hold like the Mordechai, doesn't he? The Ritvaz says he doesn't. The Ritvaz seems to say, he says that paying a debt is like a chayv. But I find the Ritvaz very difficult, and let me explain to you why. I'll read you the Rambam, listen to it carefully. Kol mishin is chayev momen l'chaveiro ha-Yisrael. Anybody who owes money to his Jewish friend, the chofar boy, and he denies it, the nishba al sheker, and he takes an oath that is false, hareze chayev lahachziloi hakeren shekofar boy, he has to return the amount that he denied, for his sofa is chomish, he has to add another 20% onto that, v'chayev bekorban v'hu anikra osham gezeilis, and then you've got to bring a korban called an osham gezeilis, a korban for being guilty of theft. And then he goes on. Echod ha-gozel, whether you steal, whether you rob, or ha-oshek, or you oppress, or ha-goinev, or you steal, Or shehilvohu, or you borrow, or shehifkid etzlo, or a security was given to you, or imotso aveda, or you found lost property, vekichesh bo, and you deny it, or shehayo b'nehem shutfus, v'nishal etzlo enomen, or there was money, and you had something in a partnership, and you still hold some of that money, or shehosu l'imalocha v'lenesan lo ischore, or somebody did work and you didn't pay him, klolo shodover, kol sheilu hoide, chayev l'shalim. Principle is anything which, if you admitted, you would have to pay bedin legally. The kofar, and you deny, the nishba, and you made a shvua, meshalim kerem v'chemish. You have to pay 120%, says the Rambam. And it's from that Rambam that the Ridvaz wants to bring the proof that the Rambam classifies halvo, loan, together with gezela. And in a way, he does. But what's the important part of what the Rambam is saying here? At what point does a halvo become like a gezela? Shekofar boy. That's what he's talking about. A gezela is a gezela as soon as you steal. That does not mean you steal. It's a gezela. You're only chay of the 120% when you've denied it and you've made a shvur by gezela. The others aren't gezela until you've done that, until you've actually denied it. So the Ravaz wants to say, you see from here that money that you owe a person is like stolen, and just as you as there's a mitzvah to return stolen property, so there's a mitzvah to pay a debt. I would suggest that's not so in the Rambam. That doesn't seem to be so. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to repay stolen property. That's correct. And it's a mitzvah, and included in stolen property is money you borrowed and deny. The moment you deny it, you're a ganav. Now you're a thief. But until you deny it, you're not a thief. Even if the time has come to repay it, you're not very honest. So I would suggest the Rambam is, when the Rambam says that the mitzvah to repay is the mitzvah of the Heshivis HaGezela, he's only talking after denial. But before denial, I would suggest the Rambam might well agree with Rashi. In the beginning, is there a mitzvah? The moment I borrow money, is there a mitzvah to repay? Yes, there is. What is the mitzvah? Hin shulchot tzedek. I said I would, so I have to. That's the mitzvah. Once I deny it, now there's another mitzvah that kicks in. Now I've become a gazlan, now I'm a thief, and now I've got a new mitzvah. The mitzvah to return stolen property, it's a different kind of mitzvah. I have a choice. If I do it without denying, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of integrity. Being honest, being integrous is a mitzvah. Doing what you said you would do is a mitzvah. And that's something to bear in mind. It's something we take so simply. You think you just say to somebody, I'll call you tomorrow. When you call them, you make mechayim a mitzvah. What a wonderful thing. So as you pick up the phone, you should say to yourself, already mechayim mitzvah, I'm about to do a mitzvah of Hashem. What mitzvah of Hashem am I doing? Making my words integrous. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, and I'm fulfilling that mitzvah. You say, I'll do something for you tomorrow. I'll fetch something. I'll bring you something. And you do it. It's a mitzvah. If you don't do it, one's being over a mitzvah sase. One's not fulfilling one's word. That's a very serious thing. So so that piece one has to have intact. But just to do what one said one would do, that's a mitzvah. And in the case of borrowing, that's a mitzvah. To borrow money, to repay something that you've borrowed, that's a mitzvah. Is there another mitzvah of returning lost property? Absolutely. But the Mordechai is right. When the Mordechai says, what do you mean there's a mitzvah to return lost property? The borrowed money. If you don't return it, you're a thief. Says the Ramban. Yes, if you deny it, you're a thief. And now there's a new mitzvah. Return stolen property. That's another mitzvah altogether. Which would be the way that we need to understand it. Correct. The Mordechai does not go on to learn that the Mordechai says the mitzvah can't be theft because he understands. He says, what is the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is to repay something you've borrowed. If you don't repay, you're a thief. So he also accepts that once you deny it and refuse to repay, you move into the category of thief. And then, yes, maybe now you've got the mitzvah to repay as thief. But that's not priyas bal chayv mitzvah. When the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to repay a debt, it's not talking about after you've denied it. It's talking about before you denied it's a mitzvah to repay. What mitzvah is that? So the Mordechai has a different way of learning the whole piece of Gemara. But we could just learn it as Rashi says. Before that, there's a mitzvah of the Hinshul Chotzedek, and that's what the mitzvah would be. Rabbi Chaim Wasserman seems to say something very similar, that there are really two phases of it. The first phase, you're giving credence to your words, and that's a mitzvah. And the second phase is if you've denied it, if you've gone over the time and you haven't paid and you deny and you withhold, then you've become a gazlan. Once you become a gazlan, there's another mitzvah, and the mitzvah then is to repay the original debt. But we see from there that mitzvahs are not only, we sometimes think that mitzvahs are these wonderful heroic things that we do, and they are. There are lots of heroic things that we do that are great mitzvahs. But sometimes mitzvahs are very ordinary things. And sometimes mitzvahs are just responsible. What does the word mitzvah mean? Mitzvah, you're commanded to, you're instructed to, you're obligated to. And mitzvah is, it's funny, we use the word mitzvah in so many different ways. And when we say you've done such a big mitzvah, you go and you visit somebody sick and the person says, ah, what a mitzvah. What they mean is like you didn't have to, it was so wonderful that you did this, but that's not what the word mitzvah. The word mitzvah means you did have to. And that doesn't make it less of a mitzvah, that makes it more of a mitzvah. You did have to do it. Because fulfilling one's responsibility, there's nothing greater than fulfilling your responsibility. Because fulfilling your responsibility is doing what you were created to do. And what can be greater than fulfilling your purpose? And if it's a mitzvah, then that's part of your purpose. Otherwise it wouldn't be a mitzvah. If your Creator says, this is something I expect of you, this is something I command you to do, this is something I demand from you, then that's part of the purpose of your creation. And what can be greater than doing that? When you volunteer for something, you do something of your own accord, you don't know whether that's your purpose or not. You're doing something extra, it's very nice, thank you. But to do something that you're mitzvah to do, that's something much, much greater. So, for example, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, we sometimes think you're giving charity, what a good guy, and look, I gave charity. Yeah, you are a good guy, but not because you did something you didn't have to do. You're a good guy because you did exactly what you did have to do. That's why you're a good guy. It's a completely different way of looking at it. It's a way of raising our children also. Not to praise the children for doing some wonderful things. Just the biggest praise you can get is just for doing what you're supposed to do. Don't have to do anything more than that. If everybody would just do what they have to do, and nothing more than that, that'd be pretty good too. And Shoen says, when you go beyond that, that's already the level of a chosid, a very pious, righteous, saintly person, when you go beyond what you're supposed to do. Just let's do what we're supposed to do. If everybody did what they were supposed to do, the world would function very beautifully and in a very orderly way, and everybody would have a lot of simcha and a lot of nachas. That's what mitzvah means. A priyas bal chayv. You owe money. Pay it. Yeah, you have to pay it. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. That's your obligation. Just do what you have to do. That's mitzvah. It redefines mitzvah. Mitzvah is not an act of heroism. Mitzvah is not an act of volition, of a voluntary act. Mitzvah is simply an act of doing that which the Rebbe Hashem expects from you at all times, of doing that which we have to do.